Astronomers announced today that they have found a new planet in our solar system, one with a catchy nickname. But the planet may be most memorable for another discovery it portends. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
There are several things that do make the new object, nicknamed the Goblin, remarkable. Scott Shepard says size is not one of them.
It's on the small end of a dwarf planet. We don't know exactly how big it is, but we think it's about 300 kilometers in size, which is about 6 or 7 times smaller than what Pluto is.
Shepard is an astronomer with the Carnegie Institution for Science. He and his colleagues first spotted the object in 2015.
There's only one thing we know immediately when we find an object, and we know its distance from the sun. But that's all we can say. We can't actually say anything about its orbit.
3 more years of measurements have revealed the new object's orbit, and it's a doozy. First, the Goblin's orbit isn't even close to round like Earth's. It's a very elongated ellipse. Next, it takes 40,000 years to make a single revolution around the sun. And it never gets closer to the sun than 6 billion miles, about twice as far as Pluto is from the sun. Objects this far out with really elongated orbits are just weird.
The current models of solar system formation don't predict these objects.
Juliet Becker is an astronomer at the University of Michigan. Now, it's possible that these models are wrong, but Becker says a better explanation may be the giant planet some astronomers think is out there.
An easier solution is the existence of Planet 9, because it naturally creates these objects in the solar system.
The gravity of big planets like Jupiter or Neptune can sling smaller objects into weird orbits if they happen to wander by. But the Goblin doesn't get anywhere near Jupiter or Neptune, so some astronomers think Planet 9 might be out there doing the slinging. Becker says right now only a handful of objects points to the existence of Planet 9, so there's plenty of skepticism that it really exists.
I guess I have kind of a ticker in my mind of how many new objects do we need? Right now, we obviously don't have enough, but this particular object is such a unique orbit, and it's so useful that the ticker in my mind just jumped up. Like, we're a lot closer to having enough objects.
Certainly, the Goblin gives new confidence to several teams already searching for Planet 9, but so far, no luck. Joe Palca, NPR News.